Leif Carlson is our guest on this portion of the morning show today. Leif is a member of the GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Board of Directors, and he is the effort, the initiative behind Walk Around the World with GRACE. Leif, good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Great to have you on the air today.
Good morning, Ron. It's great to be here.
Speaking of the word great, boy, could there be any better way to describe how Walk Around the World with GRACE has kicked off? It's going awesome, isn't it?
It is going great. We've got 219 people signed up so far. We've logged over 4,500 miles. And yeah, we're well ahead of schedule to walk all the way around the world. I think we'll get there in a couple months.
I was going to say, you talked about maybe we can make this in July. Maybe we'll make it by Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So it's really, really great. We've got more people participating than we expected, which is wonderful because the purpose of it is to reduce the risk of cancer countywide and in our area. And the more people we get out walking, the healthier our community will be.
And the good news is, if you haven't signed up, you could right now, couldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, if we could get up to 1,000 people, I'd be more than happy. I would like this to turn into something really, really great for our community, and it already is, but it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm thinking we may have to change the name to Walk Around the World Twice.
I mean, if that turns out to be the case, that's the best of all worlds and can be one of the things I think we can all be proud of in our community, Leif.
Yeah, I agree. It's been wonderful. The people signing up are just in great spirits. And I get emails every day from people about how they're getting out walking or, their feet are hurting, but they're going to walk more next week. And, just really nice communication. It's been wonderful.
And if you look at it from the perspective of preventing cancer or increasing health, it becomes an even greater story, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Because this isn't just for just for fun. Yeah, we're the reduction of cancer happens incidences when people are active 2.5 hours per week, and it's about a 10 to 14% decrease in cancer for 8 different types of cancer, and so we are very, very excited to be doing that. And then besides that, mental health is better. People are happier. Depression is less when people exercise, and also cardiovascular. We all know that. That we have heart health also.
Well, and prevention of diabetes. That also is a factor here.
Yeah, there's so many things. And so I've been actually listening to different resources and looking up resources for how to help people build habits. Because if we can do this for 6 months, pretty much all the research is showing that then people will be on a healthy path that will be a habit. And that'll stay with them forever.
Well, let's talk about how you sign up. I know there are many people that have, but it really is a very simple, non-obligation type of process that's very local, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's really, really easy. So on walkwithgrace, that's all one word, .com, right at the top of the page, you'll see our website for the GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Group. And right there, there's a blue link, and it'll say sign up here or get more information. And then you just click on links, and you will get to register real easy. The only information that we need from people is your first name, last name, your email, and then a vest size, and then how you heard about it. So we're not looking for a lot of personal information. The emails are confidential between me and the people. But I do email once a week an update of how things are going. So, yeah, it's super, super local.
And then you have a shared spreadsheet that allows us to enter our data in.
Right. And so, Ron, I've seen that you've entered some miles in there.
Yes, and, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just great. It's a shared spreadsheet. So we've got 219 people listed right now alphabetically. So you just find your name. And go to, right now we're on week 3 for January, and you can just keep adding your miles. So if you do 5 miles on Monday, you put a 5. If you do one more on Tuesday, you change that 5 to a 6. just keep tabs that way. Most people do it every day. And other people are putting it in once a week. And then some people, if they've had trouble with the spreadsheet, usually I can help them work through it. But otherwise, some people email me and say, you know, in week two, I did 18 miles, and I'll put that in for them.
And from the comments I've read, you don't care how we do it. You just care that we're getting out and being healthier.
Exactly. And that's research-driven information that it's 2.5 hours of moderate activity per week. And so it doesn't matter if you're dancing or hula hooping or walking or running. Any activity where your heart rate is up high enough that you are slightly out of breath, and if you tried to sing a song, you'd have trouble singing. So that is where our goal is, to get your heart rate that high. And that's around 120 beats per minute for if you have a heart monitor. And then do that for 2.5 hours per week. Some people have called, what if I do like interval training? You know, I'm a real serious runner. And those people, actually, the amount of hours per week is half of the 2.5. It goes down to 1.25 hours per week of real intense exercise. Also is helpful for preventing cancer.
Now, let's talk about what qualifies here. So, you know, many of us have, you know, on our watch, you know, it keeps track of our steps and so forth. Am I right in saying that what you want us to log is intentional exercise that we are doing to improve our health, Leif?
It could be intentional, but it could also be, let's suppose it's lawn mowing season.
Sure.
And
snow shoveling.
Yeah, or shoveling, right. As long as your heartbeat is up to the point where you're starting to get out of breath and you keep that up, all of that time would count for what we're trying to do, which is to reduce cancer. And so what you do is, let's say that you shovel for half of an hour. Each hour that you go, we count as 3 miles on our walk. And so you would put 1.5 miles into your chart if you shovel snow vigorously for half of an hour, say.
So it's really about being active. It isn't about how many steps or anything else. It's really about activity, isn't it?
Absolutely. So somebody wrote to me yesterday and they wondered, with their Fitbit saying they walked 8 miles in the day, should they put 8 miles down? And it depends. If you are up and your Fitbit says, and you're, you know, cooking and you're walking around your kitchen, that we would not want to count that as, you know, that your heart rate isn't up high when you're cooking. But if you're out on a walk or you're doing something active where your Fitbit is counting those steps, then count those ones for miles.
Well, one of the things that I thought was just a really wonderful part of your plan is to bring people together to learn and to be encouraged once a month. And you finalized those details as well, Leif.
Yep. So on the fourth Thursday of every month, and the first one's going to be this January 26th, we are going to hold a community celebration potluck. And this month, every month, it's going to be at the Wallace Student Center at UW-Richland. And people are going to bring potluck foods. It's not for the whole community. You know, we don't want all the people in Richland Center to show up, but the people who are registered for our walk. So we're hoping that to see around 200-some people on Thursday, 26th. And what we're going to do is we're going to do some cancer prevention talking. This January, we're going to have some radon kits available for people to test radon in their homes. And then we're just going to celebrate how far we've traveled, talk about the countries we visited so far on our walk. And some people are going to be bringing foods from the country that we are currently in as we're walking. So this Sunday, I'm going to make an estimate of that. It's going to be somewhere in South America. And so on Sunday, people can start planning fun foods to bring to a potluck that might be from Peru or Chile or Argentina.
Or from Richland Center, if that's our comfort zone.
Absolutely. I said, when I write my letters, it's always for people who are adventurous, who want to do some fun cooking and look up some recipes. It would be great. And if you're less adventurous, I always say cheesy potatoes is just fine.
What time will, for those who are registered again and are participating and walk around the world with grace, and of course this is a good time to register if you haven't already, what time will things start and how long do you assume things will last, Leif?
Well, we've got the, we're reserved to start at 5:30, so that's when people should show up. We'll start eating shortly after 5:30. And how long it lasts, I'm guessing an hour and a half, maybe. So I would think till about 7. So if people have things to do that night, they can head on after that. It's just going to be a time to get together, celebrate. People can ask me questions at that time or show me their phone if they're having trouble, getting onto the spreadsheet to log miles or anything like that. It'll be a great night for all sorts of information.
I think you deserve a lot of credit for spearheading this project, Leif. But one of the things that I think is especially good is that you enter your miles. You can look across and see how many miles you've gone. But the big numbers on top reflect the community effort. And all of a sudden, you begin to see how your contributions are making a difference and raising that percentage in the total number of miles walked. And I think that's a wonderful focus for anyone who's participating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of the motivation studies show that lots of feedback when you're starting a habit or starting to exercise, so if some people are doing this for the first time, that often, the more often they get feedback is really, really good for helping them stay motivated to do the walking and to work on their exercise. And so I thought of if they can see that, like you said, as a community, we are 4,600 miles now. We're in the country of Panama in Central America. We're heading through some jungles real soon into Colombia. And I think it's fun. I update about once a day or twice a day now. We're going so fast that I have to change where we are in the world about twice a day on that website. Yesterday we went from Nicaragua, our sister city in Santa Teresa, Nicaragua. We went there, and then we went to Costa Rica. We were at this great national park, and then headed into Panama. And I keep updating all that yesterday because we're going so fast. It's really great.
Has it exceeded your expectations for this point and where we're at with Walk Around the World with Grace?
It has. When I said I was going to do this project, my mother-in-law said, "Leif, you're in for a lot of work." And I didn't think it would be so much, but I have written 219 welcome letters to people. So keeping things up to date, I'm getting better and better at my computer skills, that's for sure.
Well, and those who are participating, we should really watch our emails for details and reminders about the potluck and other important things about this effort, shouldn't we?
Right. Sunday mornings, I like to send out my email of like an up-to-date email. I don't want to send out more than once a week. I think that's enough. But then I think Wednesday night, I'll send out an update again, the reminder for the potluck, just to make sure people get there.
Which will be 1 week from tonight then, won't it?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Final word you'd like to share this morning, Leif, on behalf of Walk Around the World with Grace?
Well, I want to thank Sherry Scott, and Rob Renish, Joanne Krulets, June Nee, Betsy Raisler. All these people have been on, Alan Kaszubski. All these people have been really, really pitching in. So it's not just me. We've got a great team on the Grace Board who's helping out with all this.
Well, it certainly has gone well. And I just hope, and it's not again about, I just hope nobody hears this conversation and thinks, well, I'm not training for the Olympics. They don't want me. You'd be happy to see somebody do 2 or 3 miles a week, wouldn't you?
100%, yes. If we're going to be healthier as a community, and that's, again, that's what this is for, people have to start somewhere. If you start with, walking one block, or you go to Walmart and for the first time you walk through Walmart and get yourself going, you're going to start somewhere, and then from there you can get better and better as you go.
Sounds good. Well, as we begin to exercise, may we be out of breath, but may the total effort take our breath away at the end of the event.
awesome.
Good to have you on the air this morning, Leaf. Keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to updates as we continue to walk around the world with grace.
Yep, and thank you, Ron, for all the help with this project.
You're so welcome. Leaf Carlson, our guest on this portion of today's morning show.